Radical Russ here at the Southwest Cannabis Conference and Expo, where I am so pleased to be sitting down with the rock star of the show so far, Alexis Bortel. Hi, Alexis. You just delivered probably the most bombshell speech I've heard, and I do these events a lot. You had numerous standing ovations. There had to be a couple of thousand people listening to you. How'd that make you feel? Were you nervous?
I was nervous at first. It was a lot of work just studying the speech itself.
Yeah. Was this your first time doing a big speech like this?
I had one other speech like this. It was in DFW. Except it was outdoors.
Okay. And has anyone ever told you that you're really good at this? Like, I speak for a living, and I have no advice for you. You did such a great job. Is this something you want to keep doing?
Yes, I want to keep doing this because that's my talent. Like, I can speak in front of many and just go blank.
You do have a great talent for that. In fact, you even mentioned that you weren't going to stop your mission, even if you had to become governor someday. Do you think you might go into politics?
I may. I have no idea.
You might. That would be something interesting, I think. You also gave a mention to a friend of yours, who's a friend of mine as well, Vincent Lopez, who left us last year. Do you think Vincent was watching? You think he's proud of what you've been doing? Can you tell us about some of the other kids that you're trying to help out with Team Alexis? You mentioned a couple up there on your speech.
Some of the kids, just like Haley and all the other patients, they had seizures or other disabilities as well, and they needed cannabis. They were refugees themselves.
Now, your use of medical cannabis, you mentioned how, you know, Texas has this law that has low THC and high CBD. That didn't work for you, did it?
No, because I need a higher THC level, 15 to 1, I'm pretty sure, and Texas's law only allows a certain amount of THC.
That's right. And so you moved out to Colorado, where you can get, you know, whatever levels that you need. And you mentioned how many days you've been seizure-free now?
346.
You are, what, 20 days away from a full year or something like that?
Around
19, something like that. That is a miracle. It's amazing. And what was it like for you trying to go to school when you had to worry about seizures all the time?
I had a lot of tardies. I had to go to the nurse's office practically every day.
Did it hurt your grades any?
Yes, it hurt my grades because sometimes I would miss tests.
Yeah. And now you've been almost a year seizure free. How's school going now? That's great to hear. So obviously you want to come back home to Texas, right?
Yes.
And you miss a lot of friends and family here?
Yep.
Yeah, that's got to be tough. So the only way you get to come back is if these legislators fix this law. So what do you tell them? How do you convince some of these people that are scared of it that they need to change the law?
Convince them by just saying my story, just saying like how it helps many people and it's illegal in most places and we need to fix that.
You know, a lot of these legislators and some people are just afraid when they hear the letters THC. They think of the people who smoke joints and get high. It's nothing like that for your treatment, is it? You don't get any sort of weird feelings from it, do you?
No, it's medical. As far as I know, medical, just the THC part of it, it's basically what helps most people.
And it's in an oil form, right, that you're taking this? Excellent. So you continue to fight with Team Alexis. We've got to get these legislators to change their mind. I heard your plans coming up now are going to be coming to the legislature quite often, right?
Yep.
Tell folks about what you're going to be doing here.
Every once in a while, I'll come back and forth from Colorado here to talk to legislators about how this amount of THC won't help. We need a higher amount of THC.
And is it not just for kids that have seizure disorders, like other disorders as well?
Yes, like cancer and...
Yeah, Crohn's disease. There's all sorts of things that it could help. When you talk to other little kids, other kids your age in school, I mean, do you talk to them? Do they know anything about this? Is this weird to them?
Here in Colorado, I haven't told too many people.
Yeah.
And I think it was kind of weird for them.
Yeah, to trying to figure out, you know, you're having this disability, you're having these seizures, and wow, here's something that helps. It's got to be frustrating to think that, like you said in your speech, you're 10 years old, you figured this out. How come the adults can't figure it out? Does it feel strange to get so much attention, to have so many people, like after the speech, everybody wants to take their selfie, take their picture with you? Do you feel like a celebrity, like a rock star a little?
Yeah.
Yeah? You get the special back room, the green room with the chips and the sodas and all these cameras pointing at you? Mm-hmm. Kind of fun, huh?
Yes.
All right. Well, I think you are doing great work and so much good that you're bringing to this, because I think a lot of adults, when they hear it from adults like me, They may think I have some sort of trick up my sleeve. I'm trying to trick them. Obviously, you're not trying to trick anybody.
No.
Thank you so much for what you're doing. And do you have any emails or websites or anything like that to tell people about to help you out?
Yes, teamalexis.org. It's basically a Facebook site. It's just about how it's been going and how medical cannabis can help others.
That's amazing. Alexis, I know you are going to get this law changed in Texas, and a lot of people will have a lot of gratitude for you for helping them out, because like you said, you have this talent to speak for people, and a lot of people don't. A lot of people are afraid to speak out. So congratulations and great work with everything you're doing.
Thanks
for talking to us. I'm really honored. I appreciate it. Have a great show. All right, folks, we'll be back with more from the Southwest Cannabis Conference and Expo right after this.